Welcome to the BeWellBuzz.com podcast.
Welcome to the Be Well Buzz podcast. This is nutritionist Sean Stevenson. With the new year upon us, many people are making it a resolution to finally get into shape and to stop putting off the things that they know they should be doing every day to take care of their vitality, their energy levels, and to have the actual physical appearance that they truly want to have. And one of the big things that people are turning to nowadays is to do some type of a cleansing program. And these different cleansing and detoxification strategies definitely have a tremendous amount of advantages and benefits. Now, although they do have a tremendous amount of benefits, there are some dangers. There are some big mistakes that people can make when utilizing this amazing technology that we have built into us. And just to give you a little bit of an example, several recent studies have reported a variety of benefits from periodic fasting, including longer lifespan, increased insulin sensitivity, and a resistance to stress. So literally, studies are showing now that you have capacity in your genes to extend your lifespan. And these, quote, longevity genes are triggered from utilizing different cleansing and fasting programs if you know how to do it properly. And this is why I want to share with you today the six biggest mistakes to avoid when cleansing and detoxifying your body. So we're going to start right at the top of the list with number one. The number one biggest mistake to avoid when cleansing and detoxifying your body is using cookie cutter, out of the box cleansing products. You can walk into just about any health food store now and see these cleansing programs that are put into this nice box for you to be able to take home and to start taking all these different supplements and maybe changing your diet a little bit and promising you all these results from cleansing your colon to your liver and improving your skin health and all these great benefits that may indeed be partially true. But the reality of the situation and one of the big mistakes to avoid is understanding that supplements are just that. They are supplemental. They are not natural. These are new inventions. Even if the cleansing program has a great integrity behind the company's approach and they truly do want to help you, we need to really understand that supplements are not the way to do it. Fraction supplements will intrinsically disrupt your metabolism, period. So your body's going to have to do more work to try to figure out what to do with it because it doesn't occur naturally in nature. So intrinsically is going to add to your stress load. And I hope that makes sense to you because people are looking for a magic bullet and taking these boxed up cleansing programs, but that's not what a true cleanse is about. And what's even more dangerous is not taking into consideration your unique body type. And that's one of the most important things to understand when doing a cleansing program is that your body is different. You don't want to just take some cleansing product that's guaranteeing you these results when it's not taking into consideration that you may be a 250-pound, 6'1" male and you're told to take two of these capsules a day versus a 5'1", 110-pound female. You know, it's radically different. The dosage, the actual nutrients that you're going to need, the actual cleansing modalities that you're going to need. You know, it's not cookie cutter. It's not going to cut it for you. And what's most disturbing about these cleansing products and what is actually shorting people of all the amazing results they can be getting is that most of the time it doesn't come with the true behavior change. You know, we're taught to go ahead and take these different supplements and continue on your daily practices when in reality, we're not actually removing the cause of a lot of the debris and waste products and toxic behaviors that's causing the problem in the first place. So even though some of these products do recommend certain dietary changes, it's not actually geared towards actually cleansing and detoxifying your body at its core level. And that's what's most disturbing about it. Because cleansing and detoxifying is most linked with the reduction or elimination of all food. And understanding that your body is utilizing 80% of its energy every day to digest the food you eat, give or take a few percentage points. And that's a tremendous amount of energy that's used for that. So if you're truly wanting to cleanse and detoxify your body, when you actually eliminate or reduce radically the food that you're taking in, your body can shift over its energy to actually cleaning house. And that just can't happen if you're continuing the same behaviors and then taking some magic supplements that say they're going to cleanse your body. It just doesn't work that way. So that is number one of the biggest mistakes to avoid. Number two, and the biggest mistakes to avoid when cleansing and detoxifying your body, is not fully articulating your intention for the cleanse itself. Why are you doing this process? Is it to improve the health of your skin? To clear up digestive issues? To lose weight? To lose excess body fat? These are all actually indicators of tremendously different things that need to be done in a cleansing program. For example, if you made the intention that this cleanse was to improve your skin health, we want to put more of the focus on cleansing and detoxifying your liver and your colon. If this was for improving your cardiovascular health, we'd put more focus on alkalinity and specific whole food source supplementation. You need to be very, very clear on what it is that you want and then work with a skilled practitioner to actually draw out the strategy that you need to take. Because if you don't know why you're doing this, you can be just taking shots in the dark and doing things that are actually moving you away from the goals that you want to achieve sometimes. And more so, if you actually know what it is that you want and the target you're going after, working with a skilled practitioner, you can actually outlay a plan that can take you directly to those results. So that's number two. Number three of the biggest mistakes to avoid when cleansing and detoxifying your body is becoming deficient. This is the greatest issue in being successful in the during phase of the cleanse, where you're actually doing the cleanse process itself. Say, for example, you're taking on the master cleanse strategy, which is basically water, lemon, cayenne, and some maple syrup, and your mineral reserves are already in a deficient state before even going into the program, and not understanding that your body needs certain mineral compounds, certain nutrients for it to even be able to eliminate things from your body in the first place. We'll take magnesium, for example. Magnesium opens up over 300 detoxification channels in your body, and we become deficient on that, which is very easy. Stress is one of the triggering things that will zap magnesium right from your system. You become deficient on that. This leaves your biological systems bent on you consuming more to address the deficiencies just to perform normal biological processes. So it might be inappropriate for some individuals to take on a master cleanse strategy, especially in our modern society where there's so much stress and adding to our stress load and triggering us to become deficient. There's so many different things that our body has to buffer against. And if you're not adept at having your mineral reserves up and certain amino acid structures, all those kind of things in your strategy itself or in your pre-cleanse setup and getting yourself prepared for the cleanse, it can be a big, big problem if you don't have these things ironed out. So becoming deficient can be a big problem. And understand, there's a difference between hunger and deficiency. There are certain receptor sites that are actually in your gut, in your intestinal tract, that people become jaded by always having something in their body. So those receptors, once they don't have food there in the system, can make somebody feel like they're tremendously hungry, when in actuality, their body is loaded with stored fat reserves and just enough for it to live off of for a year. You know, there's so much that people are walking around with, but because they don't have food sitting in their stomach, they actually have this experience of hunger. Deficiency is quite different. That's when your body is actually lacking certain phytonutrients, certain minerals, vitamins, things that actually are needed to do basic biochemical processes. And people are actually, you can be deficient and still be overweight. You can be deficient and still have a tremendous amount of other things in your body. But when we're doing a cleanse, we want to have all this stuff checked. We want to have all this stuff in balance so we can have a completely successful process and lead to greater and greater levels of health in our life. So let's move on to number four and the biggest mistakes to avoid when cleansing and detoxifying your body, which is not opening up your eliminatory channels. The waste products that are generated, the metabolic waste products that are generated when your body goes into a cleansing state, need a clear elimination channel to avoid auto-intoxication. Once these things are set loose in your body, because your body stored it for a reason, if you don't have clear channels for them to be eliminated, they can actually create an auto-intoxication in your system and actually poison you. And this is something pretty serious. You know, when you hear terms like that, it should rattle you a little bit because you need to know what you're doing. Your skin, your lungs, your kidneys, your colon, these are the big four of the elimination channels that your body uses to get the stuff that is not you out of you. So if these channels are blocked, During this process, it can lead to some different problems showing up. And even on the other end of the spectrum, there will be a tremendous amount of energy wasted on actually cleaning up those channels if you don't do it on purpose yourself. So your body will be using a lot of its energy to clean up that mess rather than cleaning you. It'll be cleaning up those eliminatory channels rather than focusing on getting the results that you want. If you're not including a strategy in your program to clean up those elimination channels so that your body can put more of its energy towards cleaning house and doing the things that you want to do and getting you to the results you want to get to. So make sure that you're working with someone who's employing strategies for you to actually clean your eliminatory channels, making sure that your skin, your colon, your lungs are all free and clear to be able to do a great job in processing and eliminating the metabolic waste products that result from this process. Number 5 in the biggest mistakes to avoid when cleansing and detoxifying your body is not taking physical and mental rest. So the cleansing program is not just about not consuming food or taking a bunch of supplements. It's also about avoiding and taking a break, taking actual rest from the physical stress that you put on your system, which will intrinsically direct more energy towards those activities rather than cleaning house, and as well as mental rest, because it's been shown that 20% of your energy is utilized by your brain. All the stuff going on with your brain, and in our modern society, this adds a tremendous amount of load to our overall stress level. And having a little bit of stress from, you know, doing some light exercise is okay. But when you're doing that along with the stress from your work, along with the stress from kids and worry about finances and relationships and environmental pollutants and problems with our water supply that's coming into your body, heavy metal toxicity, toxic air, all this stuff starts to build up and it creates what's known as your stress load. And this can be tremendously hindering when someone is doing a cleansing program because there's so much stress on their body. So what you need to do is actually take a break from all of it. Step away. Allow your mind to take rest, to have peace. Allow your body to rest and allow it to do what it's made to do, which is to keep you healthy and fit and to clean house and keep you in a peak state of health. And this is one of the big mistakes that people make. They might go on to a fast or cleansing program, but they're not giving that mental and physical rest as well, because they don't understand that you are what you eat does not just mean food. It would be better said if it's you are what you consume. And if you're taking in a bunch of information and working your behind off during this process, you're actually adding to that stress load and you're directing energy away from cleaning your body and to those mental gymnastics that you're doing every day. So the bottom line is, by taking that mental and physical rest, you're also immediately and intrinsically directing more attention and energy towards cleaning house. So this brings us to the last one and number 6 of the biggest mistakes to avoid when cleansing and detoxifying your body, which is not rebuilding yourself properly after your cleanse is complete. This is likely the biggest mistake in not being able to cultivate the great results that you get long term. There's so many cleansing programs and strategies that will give you results that are very beneficial to you, no doubt about it. But to cultivate that and to be able to build upon that rather than go backwards, this is where the big problem actually takes place at. You've actually cleaned away layers of debris, and you are now able to actually build your new home on a more stable foundation because you've done this process. But if you don't lay down that foundation properly, you will surely break down once enough stress is applied. And I've been using that analogy of cleaning house, of your body being a house, because a lot of times people will start a new program and they're building their new home on a shaky foundation. And when you do a cleansing program, this is what's so valuable about it. And this inner technology we have is to knock away all that old debris, clean away that foundation that our life was once built upon, and consciously build a strong foundation that can house someone who is radiantly healthy. And one key, for example, that I'll share with you is after your cleansing process to not take time to actually build up your hydrochloric acid to be able to digest your food properly once you resume eating. And not doing this actually puts a new stress on your system because you haven't done this process. And your body has to work even harder, and there's going to be more waste that are accumulated because you haven't taken that time to build up your hydrochloric acid. And this is something that I always build into all my clients' programs that come in and work with me on their detoxification programs. It's super critical. But if this isn't something that somebody's aware of or adept in teaching someone how to do, this can lead to big problems and not getting people transitioned properly into getting more great results rather than going backwards. And this is the biggest reason why I highly encourage people to work with a skilled practitioner to help you transition in and out of the cleanse process with grace and set you up for greater and greater results in the future. So I hope that this information was incredibly valuable to you. And really, I want to encourage you to take advantage of this brilliant inner technology that we all have. Our bodies are wired to be able to do these processes and to keep us youthful longer. And this is what the studies are now showing, that these longevity genes are activated when you take part of an intelligent cleansing strategy. And yet another important thing that's been found over and over again in these studies is the decreased incidence of neurological disorders like Alzheimer's. So this is keeping your brain healthy and your faculties about you long into your life. And that's what we really want. So use this information to find an adept detoxification coach and work together as a team to achieve your results. It will be my honor and privilege to assist you in any way that I can. So make sure to share this with everybody that you care about. And you can contact me or Be Well Buzz with any questions you may have. I'm wishing you the best year of your life this year. And take advantage of all this incredible information that we're sharing with you to transform your body and to transform the lives and the health of the people that you hold most dearest to you. This is Sean Stevenson signing off from Be Well Buzz, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks for listening to the BeWellBuzz.com podcast. Go to www.BeWellBuzz.com for free articles and news about natural health and wellness.